841 of the Big 550 KTRS. David Stokes is a policy analyst with the Show Me Institute. We were just talking about how he deserves a raise. He was saying that I wasn't. Actually, no, I was saying it. You weren't. You were saying you were very happy. I was saying you deserve a raise.
That's not to say you're wrong.
Show Me Institute policy analyst David Stokes is with us. The arch tax, we're going to vote 1 week from tomorrow, right? The city and the county?
Correct.
And it's a 3/16 sales tax, which will be in effect for 20 years, and it'll kick out after 20 years, and the money is going to go to the arch grounds. It's going to go to city and county parks, as well as the trailways, which would be bike paths and all that other stuff. What are your thoughts as you watch this debate unfold?
Well, I don't support it. I don't support it for a number of reasons, and the primary reason is until we get TIF reform here in Missouri, it's going to be hard for me to support any sales tax, knowing that there's a strong likelihood that a lot of this new sales tax money, which people are going to vote thinking is going to the arch or to parks in TIF districts throughout the area, it's just going to be captured and go to those TIF developments, to those Walmarts, to those other subsidized developments.
The people who are behind this tax say that that's never going to happen. This money is not going to go towards a TIF. What do you mean by that? Because I understand a TIF for a specific area, but this supposedly is locked up to go to the arch grounds. Are you saying there's going to be a Walmart on the arch grounds someday? Possibly?
No, I'm saying that the existing TIFs, the hundreds of them
right.
in Missouri, well, but let's talk about the probably around 100 in St. Louis City and County.
Right.
I mean, existing TIFs where the new sales tax will increase now, the 3/16 sales tax will be increased,
right.
They will be able to capture a portion of that sales tax increase to put towards the existing TIF. It's not something that there's going to be a Walmart on the arch grounds.
Right.
It's that the Walmart in Ellisville will now be able to take half of that new sales tax and put it towards the existing TIF there.
Right. But I'm confused. But they're going to add the extra 3/16. That's going to be directed straight to this fund. So you're saying that Ellisville that will get some of that 3/16 sales tax?
They'll be able to keep half of it and put it towards the whatever they're putting their TIF funds towards. The legislature could have exempted this new tax from TIF.
Right.
They could have, when they passed the law that we're going to vote on, saying this is what it can go towards, they could have put in a very simple half a sentence saying this is exempt from TIF funds.
Right.
They did that 2 years ago when we passed a tax increase in St. Louis County for Metrolink.
Okay.
That tax, that Metrolink expansion, was specifically exempted from TIF districts.
Right.
They didn't do that with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they didn't do it.
Right.
They should have.
Right.
And while St. Louis County has told me at the Show Me Institute, in response to some questions, that they don't believe that it's going to be captured, that legal opinion really only applies to the couple of TIF districts in unincorporated St. Louis County.
Right.
I'm not criticizing the county for that. I
right.
wish everybody would be of that opinion.
Right.
So the few in unincorporated St. Louis County, the county will try and have all of the new fund go to the parks. But throughout St. Louis City and throughout the municipalities in St. Louis County, there's a very strong likelihood that a good portion of this tax is going to be used for TIF and not for parks.
This is a very important point, and I want to make sure I understand it and everybody else understands it. So you're saying this 3/16 sales tax. And let's take Ellisville, because everyone knows about the Ellisville tax. So this 3/16 sales tax, as I understand it, I go into the Walmart that is soon to be built with the half of the whatever the TIF money going to build the project. And then they add the extra 3/16 sales tax, the 2 cents for every $10 I pay. So I buy a $10 widget at this Walmart, 2 cents of that. The 3/16 sales tax is supposed to go to this arch grounds, parks, and bike trails. You're telling me that of that 2% extra, that Ellisville can take some of that and redirect it to the TIF, back to the developer?
Right. They can take one of those 2 cents because you're allowed to capture half of the tax increment from sales taxes in a TIF. Now, so this is not city and countywide. This is within TIF districts,
right.
Within St. Louis City and county, which is, of course, most of our major retail
right.
establishments are
sure.
our TIF districts. And within those TIF districts, they're allowed to capture half of the sales tax increase from when they began their project, in many cases, many years ago. So this 3/16, if it generates 2 cents within the district, they can keep one.
I wonder why.
And the legislature could have prevented them from doing that and chose not to.
I wonder why. Do we have any reason as to why the legislature didn't do that this time around?
I wish I knew. Right. I don't. You know, whether it is a sign of the legislators who passed it supporting greater use of TIF, or whether it was an oversight, or whether they just didn't think about it, I don't know.
Yeah, and since they're not banging down our door to come on the show to answer any of our questions, I guess we'll never know. but that's really interesting. It also goes to show you that the legislature, what's going on in Jefferson, or what's going on in Ellisville, could be solved with one stroke of the pen or a couple of strokes of the pen down in Jefferson City if they chose to protect these cities from themselves and from other cities and from these developers by making a real change in how we have TIF.
Right. It could be done very simply. And I believe it passed 34-0 out of the Senate last year. So you know it'll pass the Senate. And I believe that the bulk of the House members of both parties, since this is not a partisan issue, mm-hmm. would vote for it. So I just think that House leadership needs to allow a full vote on TIF reform during this session, whether it be requiring approval from all the affected taxing districts for each TIF, meaning schools and libraries and fire districts and counties,
right,
or whether it simply puts all the power into the county TIF commission and removing the ability for cities to override that county commission. I think either of them would be a fine improvement.
Interesting world. How are things at the Show Me Institute?
Things at the Show Me Institute are great. We've got this study on pensions that we released 2 weeks ago, which talks about how the shortage in pension funding and how we funded our public pensions in Missouri is far greater than people realize. It's generating a lot of attention, and some of the employees and directors of the public pensions are starting to fight back, and we're having a great discussion on the status of public pensions in the state, and we need to have that discussion.
Let me go back to this TIF thing again for a second. If they had exempted this TIF like they did with the metro tax, you would be in favor of this arch tax?
I'd be far more likely to be in favor of it, absolutely.
Right.
The other problem, McGraw, as the Post-Dispatch editorial talked about just yesterday, I believe, I mean, they've got this economic impact study from Development Strategies, the same people who do most TIF impact studies,
right,
saying that it's going to generate $360 million in new spending if this goes through. I mean, these studies are ludicrous.
Right.
I mean, the idea that the arch is now going to be slightly easier to access from downtown, mm-hmm. and we're going to generate $360 million in new dollars is crazy. If it doesn't pass the laugh test, then you should reject it. And this idea that they're trying to fool us with these sort of bogus economic impact studies is very frustrating.
Well, it's interesting because I don't really care if it creates much more of an economic revenue. Parks are a loser. I mean, economically speaking, not a lot of tax money comes out of a park. Not a lot of tax money comes out of a bike path. But I like to go to parks, and I like to ride a bike, and I like to have a neat bike path. And so money was spent on the Katy Trail. I don't know how much of an economic impact it will be or was, but I know a lot of people like to ride on the Katy Trail.
And a lot of people are happy to support parks and conservation efforts with their taxes. And I don't think people realize how many taxes they already pay for parks. We do not short our parks in Missouri,
right,
through taxes, between your city and county property taxes and your municipal sales taxes that you pay and the state conservation sales tax and income taxes to support state and federal parks, which is an issue here with the arch. You pay a significant amount in taxes for your park usage. And we have great parks in the area, and we should support them. But the idea that we need to increase it yet again, I mean, these sales taxes, they never roll back. They never go down. The idea that in 20 years it's going to go away, I don't believe it. 20 years from now, they're going to come back with a new effort to say, we're not increasing it. Let's just keep it as it is. When it's set to expire, they launch a new campaign to keep it as it is.
That is David Stokes, ladies and gentlemen, Show Me Institute policy analyst. What's your website?
ShowMeInstitute.org, and to follow me on Twitter at David C. Stokes.
And you can watch this, KTRS TV. We'll post it everywhere, including your website.
Including our website.
Have a good week. 850 KTRS.